Bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with
and Nick
and Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. The feature's there for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. At the end of the last hour, I was talking about how people that are really, really excited about the Ron Paul campaign, or even people that are just a little excited, but most importantly, those who are really excited, the ones that are the doers, the ones that are out there holding the signs, making... Did you see this? The video of the huge signs by the road? Did you see that?
Yeah,
one?
Out in... is it Nevada or...
Somewhere out in the middle of nowhere.
California.
But they have these gigantic Ron Paul Revolution signs that... And they had the video footage from it. It obviously looked like it took a day, if not more than that, to put these things up. So there's just a tremendous amount of effort being poured into the Ron Paul campaign. And it's paying off. I mean, his polling numbers are rising. He's up to 5% in the Gallup poll now.
Mm-hmm. Which raised as much money as McCain did last quarter.
Yeah, and he's got more money on hand.
He's got a heck of a lot more money. He's got as much money on hand as he's in the top three.
Definitely. So, really, the Ron Paul campaign has been an unprecedented success story for the Liberty movement. There's no doubt about that. And I think that he could do well, and he very might even possibly win. But I want people to understand to not get their hopes up to where they can be just completely shattered, and if he loses and you become just depressed about the future of liberty in America, and you just want to throw in the towel and go, you know, retreat back to the hole from whence you came, because many of the people that are supporting Ron Paul are political newbies. They're people that have never been excited by the process
right,
before.
And the revolution is so exciting. The Ron Paul revolution is so exciting. People are saying, wow, things are happening. We're seeing progress forward. We're going to win.
But you might not.
They might not. You know, I mean, of all the Republican candidates out there, only one of them is going to be the nominee. And only one of the nominees is going to be president.
Right. So, again, I just wanted to get that word of caution out there. And then after we went to break, you guys continued a conversation that I thought was important to have on the air. Because, Mark, you stated that this is it. This is the last chance for liberty. And if you guys want to keep...
I think this is the last chance for liberty in the United States. I just don't see what... I'm scared to death of what's going to happen if, Giuliani, which is largely more of the same as far as Bush goes, it's Bush without the Christian aspect to it, which isn't, as far as I'm concerned, the most dangerous part of George Bush. His intrusiveness against our civil liberties is what bothers me the most.
Mm-hmm.
Or Hillary Clinton, who's, each one of the Democrats are basically saying, we're going to bring in socialized medicine. Won't it be great?
Yeah,
it's gonna crash the economy at some point.
Well, it might crash the economy at some point. The way I look at it is Ron Paul's campaign is more of a new beginning for the liberty movement in America. He's brought in so many more people than have been getting involved in the last decades. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
He's brought so many people in. We can say this is the end of the line, but to be honest, the next couple administrations won't be... I don't think they're going to be that much worse than the last couple.
Now, what do you base that on? I mean, this current administration has built off of the things the last administration did, and they've had more and more excuses to increase the size of government dramatically and increase the... I mean, we've got everything set up for a military state here in America. We've already got the police state. We're right on the cusp of having essentially martial law. All they need is an excuse now in the event of another terrorist attack to say that the next administration is going to go easier on us? I mean, or isn't going to utilize those the reins of power?
Well, you know, that's a possibility, but I truly believe that they're going to run themselves into the ground before we get to that point. I think that economically, and as far as their foreign policy goes, we're on an unsustainable course. I just think they're going to run out of steam to govern, like the Soviet Union did. They had a police state. They got to that point, and then they bankrupted themselves, and they couldn't even keep countries from breaking off. And if it comes to secession, that'll be unfortunate. I find it ironic that I think there's still hope, and I would entertain the notion of secession. And Mark, you're saying you don't think there's any hope if Ron Paul doesn't win, but you still wouldn't entertain the notion of secession?
Well, secession, I don't like talking about secession. Secession is like the road.
Well, stop there, right there, because I want to say I'm in between both of you on this. I agree with both of you. I think that the Ron Paul campaign is indeed a new beginning for the Liberty Movement. It's an incredible turning point for the Liberty Movement. But also, I agree with Mark in that I think that this is the last chance for the federal government to be turned around. Note I say the federal government to be turned around, because the next chance is 4 years later, and there's all kinds of things, as we've seen, that can happen in 4 years' time. So I think that somewhere in the middle, that is how I feel, is that, well, if Ron Paul doesn't succeed in 2008, then what we really need to do is focus on the Free State Project. I think what we really should do, and whether that includes secession or not, that's another discussion, but the Free State, Ron Paul's a viable opportunity for change, and the Free State Project is a viable opportunity for change. If Ron Paul doesn't work out, then that leaves us with the Free State Project, at least for the next 4 years, until, you know, maybe Ron Paul can run again. But what I really think is important is getting in touch with the Ron Paul activists and alerting them to the Free State Project and putting the, you know, put a little bit of a bug in their mind, if you will, something on the back burner for them to understand that if Ron Paul doesn't work out, please consider this. Don't go back to your life of going to work and coming home and, you know, relaxing on the couch and trying to forget about all the problems in the world. Come to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, and get active here, because while we can't maybe make a difference on the federal level, we've absolutely seen that real liberty-loving activists can make a difference here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So I think that, you know, obviously I'd like to go in the direction of secession. I think that if things get really bad on a federal level, then that's the only choice is secession. But I think it's somewhere in between where you two guys are talking about.
Well, as far as seceding from the union, I think it scares people when you talk about stuff like that. I think that New Hampshire will secede from the union when it's the right time for New Hampshire to secede from the union. And
I'm not saying that's the course I necessarily absolutely want to see it. I'm just saying, if the federal government's not going to get any better and is only going to get worse, I think it's preferable to pursue that option.
Absolutely. Look at the people's the opinion polls of people's opinions of Congress. Last time I saw it was 11%. So 11% of Americans approved of what Congress is doing. There's just an incredible distaste.
Which means that 89% don't.
Right. There's an incredible distaste for what's going on in Washington, D.C. I mean, just based on that, I don't see what is so scary about the idea of secession. Who likes these people in D.C.? Nobody. I mean, statistically, nobody is interested in what these people in D.C. are doing or want to do with your lives. Most people want D.C. out of their lives. It's just they don't know how to get that. And secession is the easy answer.
And people don't think of secession as happening in Western democracies, but you have a very active movement in Canada, just a couple hundred miles to our north.
Quebec.
Which has nearly succeeded. You have in the United Kingdom, they've nearly broken into nation states now with Scotland, England, and Wales. They all fly their own national flags, and they've decentralized power far more than the states have, which a lot of Americans don't know. But my understanding is there are strong national movements across a lot of Western democracies, and they're given a lot more clout in other countries than they are in the U.S., which I don't understand, because the United States is supposed to have a tradition of states' rights, and, you know, maybe up until this point, federalism has acted as a vent for that, which is what it was intended to do. It was intended to allow the states to differ and just be banded together loosely on a central item of defense.
Right, but they're absolutely not banded together loosely. They're, if a state gets out of line, the federal government comes in and whacks the crap out of it.
And I think that's where a lot of people are frightened of the idea of secession. I think that the people, even though they weren't alive at this time, they know what the Civil War was in essence about, and they're frightened to death that the same thing could happen again. I personally don't believe that that is even a possibility.
I don't either.
In today's world.
The Civil War, it wouldn't have happened if we had cameras where you could see Americans killing Americans. Because Americans, you know, we might have the stomach for killing brown people over the oceans. We do not have the stomach for fighting each other. We barely have the stomach to fight overseas when you find out Americans get killed and how long it can take and how much money it costs. Can you imagine what it would be like if they rolled the military out to kill Americans? It'd be nuts.
I mean, the Civil War was completely different. And at that time, people from the two halves of the country didn't interact, and they didn't like each other. They honestly, there was some tension between them.
Now there's business interactions and family interactions and friends everywhere.
I'm from the South.
There are no
real... I live in New Hampshire.
I mean, there are borders, but there aren't any real borders as far as people crossing them and doing business and that sort of thing. We're all inexplicably... There I go again. We're all tied together inextricably. Anyway, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Speaking of the UK... One guy over there says it's time to legalize drugs.
DVD.
Books.
Music.
Instruments.
Periodicals.
Computers.
Software.
Electronics.
Photos.
Cell phone.
Office products.
Home and garden.
Bed and bath.
Furniture.
Kitchen.
Pet supply.
Automotive.
Hardware.
Apparel.
Shoes.
Jewelry.
Grocery.
Healthcare.
Sports and outdoors.
Toys.
Games.
Used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This
is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Nick?
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got a shrine of female listeners there with dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photos to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Every now and then, there's a nice story that comes out like this one. From The Independent over in the United Kingdom, one of Britain's most senior police officers is to call for all drugs, including heroin and cocaine, to be legalized, and urges the government to declare an end to the failed war on illegal narcotics. And I think it is always something that deserves a round of applause when a government bureaucrat, somebody who's in the police department, has the courage to step outside of the system and say, whoa, let's take a look at what's going on here. This is madness. I mean, it really is. Now, I don't know if they have a law enforcement against prohibition over there in the UK, but maybe this guy should consider starting a UK arm of that particular organization. In case you've never heard of them, they exist here in America. They're a wonderful group. Leap.cc is their website, LEAP.cc, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. There are people like this guy, Richard Bernstrom, the Chief Constable of North Wales, advocates an end to UK drug policy based on prohibition. His comments come as the Home Office this week ends the process of gathering expert advice looking at the next 10 years of strategy. In his radical analysis, which he'll present apparently a couple days ago, he presented it, Mr. Bernstrom points out that illegal drugs are now cheaper and more plentiful than ever before. But this is going to mirror what's happening here in America, because it's the same thing anywhere. When prohibition happens, the results are the same. It doesn't matter if it's in the UK or the United States or Turkey. In his radical analysis, the number of users has soared, while drug-related crime is rising with narcotics. Drug-related crime is rising with narcotics, now supporting a worldwide business empire second only in value to oil. He says, if policy on drugs is in future to be pragmatic and not moralistic, driven by ethics, not dogma, then the current prohibitionist stance will have to be swept away as both unworkable and immoral to be replaced with an evidence-based unified system aimed at minimization of harms to society, he said. The demand won't find favor in Downing Street. In his conference speech this year, Gordon Brown signaled an intensification of the existing battle. He said, we will send out a clear message that drugs are never going to be decriminalized. The Tories also rejected the proposals. One of their home secretaries said a more effective move would be the creation of a UK border police.
Yeah, there you go. Crack down. That'll work, because it always works. Well, it works to stuff money in the pockets of politicians and bureaucrats.
The UK only borders Ireland. I mean,
oh, gosh. So they think that's going to stop drugs from getting into the country, as well as expanding rehab centers. He said, we'll put police on the streets to catch and deter drug dealers, and we would ensure sufficient prison capacity so they could actually be punished. That's exactly what they've been trying to do here in America.
Let's do more of the same. That'll work.
Right. More prisons. Let's lock more of our friends and family members up, because that really stops them from using drugs. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, Mark. How hard was it to get drugs in prison?
Well, all you had to have is some money.
And you was that there. Hard, huh?
Yeah. They sold drugs in prison.
Wow. Mr. Brunstrom, who's championing of speed cameras, have made him a hate figure among some motoring groups. So this guy isn't an exactly liberty-oriented dude.
Right, he's just not soft on crime.
He's just good on the drugs issue.
Well, he probably understands that it's going to work.
He apparently has also found a suggestion that the war on drugs was unwinnable dismissed as a council of despair by the Association of Chief Police Officers. It's always the chiefs of police. It is in any effort to legalize drugs.
If you legalize drugs, then you'll have far, far, far less crime. You'll cut crime by 75%. I'm not exaggerating.
Overnight.
Really?
Take it from a guy who's been in prison. I'm telling you that most of the people that are in prison are either in prison for doing drugs, or they're in prison for possessing drugs, or they're in prison for doing something to get those drugs.
Right.
If robbery you took away something. the illegality of drugs, the price would come way down. If the price came way down, you'd see as many robberies as you currently do for alcohol or cigarettes, which aren't very damn many. And at that point, then you've got you have less crime. You have less need for police. When you have less need for police, then the police chiefs have fewer people to push around.
Well, that they do not want. They do not want that more than anything.
They'll sacrifice you and your family and your fortunes on the altar of them having more bureaucrats to push around.
Now, what are we talking about here with legalization in the UK? Is he pushing for full-blown...
That's what he said, everything.
Whole supply chain from top to bottom, or small amounts in possession? Because that's where it falls apart. They say small amounts for personal possession, but you have to get it from somewhere. And if the whole supply chain
doesn't make any sense,
it doesn't cut to the root of the problem.
There may be more information here as we go on, but he is calling for all drugs, and that's an important factor. And I'll just do marijuana. You've got to do it all across the board. Take these products out of the hands of the black market people. Take them out of the hands of the gangsters and the criminals, and put them back in the hands of people in the marketplace, business owners, legitimate people. Anyway, he says, according to the chiefs of police, rather, these are the chiefs of police, moving to total legalization would, in our view, greatly exacerbate the harm to people in this country, not reduce it. You know, you really have to wonder what their motivation is. Is it just because they want to push around bureaucrats, Mark? Is that what it is?
It's about power. I mean, what else is a politician about? Why do they get into their role in the first place? It's about power.
I just think it's so sad, and people really need to jump on these chiefs of police for this and point out that if they are purporting to care, to give a damn about protecting and serving the people that they're supposedly doing that to.
Well, and let's not forget how many police officers each year get hurt and die as a result
of this. Fire,
how many families are ruined as a result of this?
Well, and let's not forget that I'm sure there are some chiefs of police who genuinely believe, they misguidedly, but they genuinely believe that repealing the drug laws would cause greater harm than good.
I think they probably do. I think they absolutely do. But people will believe anything that benefits them.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun, talk to Jim, listening in Ann Arbor. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live and listening on WAAM. Hello.
Well, you've got people right now that are trying to get drugs that they need for their health. And if they legalize the illegal drugs that are being taken, how are they supposed to afford it?
How is who supposed to afford what? I'm sorry.
The drug addict. I mean, how is he going to buy these legalized drugs?
Well, understand, sir, that the fact that the drugs are illegal is what is making them hard to afford.
Well, you just said that they're cheaper now than they've ever been on the market.
Well, they're a little bit cheaper, but that's not saying much. I mean, heroin is a lot of money per gram, as is cocaine, as is marijuana. All of these costs would drop. In fact, I'd like to discuss it more with you. If you'd hang on, we will bring you back. 800-259-9231. When you take a product out of the legitimate marketplace and you make it illegal, it goes into the world of the black market. Now, in the world of the black market, criminals deal with the product. Now, criminals not going to go into business unless there's some serious money in it for them, and that's why the prices of illegal drugs are so high. More on the way. We'll talk about this and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and my name's Ian.
And mine's Nick.
And mine's Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. The features are for free. The bulletin board system is there with over 250,000 posts. That's a lot of stuff to talk about. You'll find serious stuff and fun stuff all there for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're talking drugs. A top cop over in the United Kingdom has come out and is honestly speaking his mind against prohibition. He says it's time to legalize all drugs, and I agree 100%. Would love to hear what you think as we go back to Jim listening in Ann Arbor on WAAM. Now, Jim, you are concerned, and I understand your concerns. You're concerned about, well, how are the drug addicts going to be able to afford to purchase their drugs in the event of drug legalization? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, Mark, you made a point during the break, and I thought it was great. You know, how do alcoholics afford their alcohol? Right? I mean, they buy it because it's affordable.
Yeah, they beg, or they go to work, or whatever they do. They
buy a cheap bottle of wine. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, have you ever done any drugs besides alcohol?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Let me just give you just a quick rundown, quick price comparison, a real-life example here. If you go and you purchase a pound of marijuana on the black market, it may run you as little as $800 for the cheapest, dirtiest, cheapest regs, all the way up to $5,000 for some of the nicer grade quality. So you're looking at several hundred dollars. Let's just say $1,500 for a pound of mid-grade marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go into your local Walmart or Kmart or tobacco shop or whatever, go and ask the price of a bag full of tobacco. Just unrolled tobacco, the stuff where you're supposed to roll your own cigarettes. You're looking at maybe $12, you know, for a pound of unrolled tobacco. Now, the reason why there's a price disparity there is because the black market has this supply chain where everyone who's involved is a criminal by virtue of the fact that they're doing business selling marijuana. So because they're breaking the law and they're subject to severe penalties, as much as 10 or 15 years in prison just for getting caught selling this marijuana, they have to make it worth their while. So because they're taking such a tremendous risk, they have to mark the product up to a point where it's worth it for them to take that risk. So every pair of hands that a pound of marijuana passes through, somebody's tacking on $50 or $100 per pound. And, of course, the people at the upper levels are, you know, moving hundreds of pounds at a time, so they're making quite a bit of money off of this. But it has to be worthwhile. So one person passes it off to the next person who passes it off to the next person. It might go through 20 hands before it actually finally makes it down to the street level where the end user purchases it. And so that's why drugs, in their current status, illegal drugs are so damned expensive. It's because they're prohibited. It's because criminals are the businessmen here. If we take them out of their illegal status and allow people to do business with these products simply because they want to, allow them to sell them in stores or by mail or however way they want to sell them, then competition, real market-based competition comes into play and prices go down instead of up. And so do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I do.
Does it make sense?
Not really, because all these people that are growing marijuana out in the woods and fields, and some states, I guess it's one of their number one crops is illegal marijuana. What are these people going to do? They just going to stop growing that stuff because they can buy it cheaper at Walmart, or are they going to lower their price so they can buy it cheaper from them?
First off, you're talking about the people that are growing marijuana out in a field. These aren't people that are smoking the marijuana for their personal health. And they're not the medical marijuana users growing a field full of marijuana. You're talking about the black marketeers. You're talking about the gangsters that are out there growing marijuana in a field. They're going to be out of jobs. And unless they want to go legit, which they could. I mean, they could go legitimate and sell the marijuana. It's just they won't be making as much money off of it anymore. And I should point out the reason why these marijuana is the number one crop, that's by dollar, not by amount necessarily. So it's not like they're moving the same amount of poundage of marijuana as they are by as they are corn or apples. It's that the marijuana is so much more valuable, more so than the price of gold, almost not quite. But marijuana is so much more valuable that's the reason why you're seeing those numbers. They're artificially inflated because of prohibition. So the people that are growing the fields of marijuana, some of them might go legit, some of them might go out of business, because again, they're criminals. Criminals operate in the black market, so they'll go off and run some guns or, you know, run some other product that's prohibited. Does that make sense?
Well, I think in the end it'll be the taxpayer who has to kick out the money for the cheap drugs.
Why? Do you pay? Do taxpayers pay for alcohol?
Well, we've got some alcoholics that come here to Ann Arbor to get free room and board, and
well, that's a welfare problem. Then you need to take that issue.
And a free food card, and actually, you know, it's the taxpayer it's their money that pays for all of it.
Well, if you're talking now, you're talking about welfare, and that's a whole other ball of wax. In Free Talk Live, we absolutely are opposed to government redistribution of wealth. So welfare programs need to go away, and those need to be taken over by private charity, so that won't become an issue anymore.
And by the way, I'd like to make the point that currently with drug addicts, we're taking care of them, but we're taking care of them to the tune of $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year in prisons, and they don't work at all, and they don't they don't pay any taxes in at all currently in prison.
Right, and I also might mention, do you have a family, Jim?
Well, I was going to ask you about that too. How does this help society if every time something is becomes a problem because it's illegal, you make it legal? I mean, how does that really help society?
Well, I can tell you, Jim, just to make it clear, drugs aren't really, you know, we wouldn't be making them legal. We would be re-legalizing them. Since the 1920s, all drugs were legal up until the 1920s.
Right.
I mean, do you think that America was the, you know, was the very bottom of the barrel worldwide in the 1920s?
No.
And before?
I don't. The drug addicts back then were bored housewives. I mean, that's about it.
That's a generalization.
A 10-year-old boy could go to a drugstore and buy a bottle full of heroin, and no one would have batted an eye at it. There wasn't a drug problem back then. So, yes, it would be
there was quite a drug problem after the Civil War. And as a matter of fact, it was widespread. After the Civil War,
and somehow we didn't spiral down the drain of despotism.
Well,
somehow or another,
is,
America made it.
The fact is, there are a lot of Americans that have drug problems today with legal drugs like alcohol, and nobody's calling for the prohibition of alcohol again. Well, I guess there are some people that are calling for it, but most people with a head on their shoulders aren't calling for it. And I'll give you some social benefits since you asked for them. Do you have a family?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you can still go down to some counties. We stop at one on the way to Tennessee, and it's a dry county. And I always ask when we stay there, I say, "Where can a guy buy a beer around here?" And she always says, 30 miles that way.
Yeah, which means that those counties have higher incidences of drunk driving because people have to drive, you know, that distance to.
I don't think they do down there have higher incidences.
Well, you're wrong. The statistics show that, I mean, it may not, maybe not that county, but most dry counties do have higher incidence of DWIs because it forces the drunks to go and buy their alcohol in the next county over. Anyway, let me give you some quick benefits here because you're a family man. The fact is your family, your wife or kids are at risk every single day. But there could be a drug addict that needs to get money to buy his next hit of crack cocaine.
Right, he could come into your house tonight and slit all your throats in your sleep in order to get, you know, the money he wants to get his crack cocaine.
Or he could hold you up at gunpoint.
I witnessed that going on the other day. We stepped out in front of a grocery store and.
Are you sure he wasn't robbing
right
for
there.
Alcohol or cigarettes?
Huh?
Are you sure that guy wasn't robbing them for alcohol or cigarettes?
No, I think he was selling cocaine.
Me
right.
too.
Or crack.
Exactly.
Nobody robs anybody for alcohol or cigarettes because they're cheap enough that people can buy them on their own.
Recycling.
I mean, this guy was buying them.
Yep. We'll let you turn that one over in your head, Jim, and thank you for the call. We appreciate the conversation. 800-259-9231. The fact is, your friends, your family, your car, your possessions, your stuff, and your friends are at risk because drugs are illegal. Because there are seething crack addicts and meth addicts out there that need their next hit, they've got to get that money from somewhere. They're either going to go out and turn tricks, or they're going to break into your car, take your stereo, break into your home, and take your stuff. That will all end. Almost all of it will go away if we just re-legalize drugs. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining. Just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are for free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live merchandise. Great stuff. Good quality merchandise. We did not skimp out. We did not cheap out on the quality level of the product. So go to store.freetalklive.com and browse through our selection of hats and T-shirts and hoodies and more. All there. Store.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Howdy. Long live the Free Talk.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave, before you get into your point, I know that there's a listener that it wants to talk to you. I don't know if you get on the BBS. I don't know if you even have internet access.
Do you have an email address?
No, I don't.
Oh, well. Never mind.
Well, I give my phone number to the screener so he could get in touch with the screener.
I'll get it from the screener.
Okay, very good.
And make sure that they use a phone that doesn't say, like, unknown or blocked or anything, because
yeah,
I don't
like those numbers.
Anything.
I won't answer those calls.
Gotcha.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, the harder the law presses on the drugs, the higher the price goes and the deeper the corruption goes. Whoever is screaming the most against the drugs, they want more money. That's all they do, because, like I said, when the law gets hot, the price goes up and the corruption goes deeper. We got to exfoliate Congress, get rid of the dead skin. And then if one of the states leaves the union, they're gonna say that they're a bunch of drug-crazed, gun-toting child molesters, and they'll send in the warthogs and the Apache. Apaches and the M1s, and we'll watch it on TV, just like Waco.
You really think so? You really think the
just
federal
like
government
Waco.
Will roll in
that,
tanks?
Look what they did to them people in Waco. They badmouthed them. Said
yeah,
there
but
was
Waco,
awesome.
Waco was terrible, and they got a lot of bad press. Look what they did with the Browns. And in
well,
Elaine Brown.
Well, the Browns left themselves wide open
but,
for that.
Wait a minute,
they were
Dave.
Just asking to get busted nice.
Dave,
man.
Sure. Dave, it's easy to roll roughshod over an old couple sitting in their house in Plainfield, New Hampshire, a couple in their 60s.
Roughshod?
It's relatively easy to abuse the freedoms of a group of religious
first,
people.
You'd have to get a squadron of warthogs, man. You know, an A-10 with an M60 Gatling gun on the front of it.
That'll wipe some people out. They're going to spray down the entire state of New Hampshire? Is that what you're saying? I mean, come
well,
on.
Well, look what they did. Look what they did in Antietam. You know, that's what they'll do.
Antietam.
Not under my watch will a state leave the Union, and I'll send 650,000 lives to stop it. You know, they go crazy at that point.
Where is Antietam?
There was a line in the Gladiator, the movie. The one general says to Maximus, he says, when are these people going to realize they're conquered? We can't. The only thing we could do is stop buying their gas. But nobody will do that. Because the gas money is the big bank money, the insurance money, the everything that controls us is the blood of the earth, the gas.
I don't know. I understand that you've got a natural reticence against the oil companies, but those guys get screwed as much.
They're the ones that could change the whole scene of the whole world. Well, what are we doing over there right now? Why are we still burning the damn oil? They could use it to make other technology that will benefit mankind instead of trying to put us on a meter and trying to bleed us to death. That's what they're doing, but they don't want to do that.
I don't think you can accuse the oil companies of trying to bleed us to death. They're just offering
the
product in
the
marketplace.
It's the machine that turns oil into gold. We got to tear down the machine, man. If you don't like what's going on,
it's the government, Dave. You got to put the blame where it belongs. The government's the one bleeding
us
to death.
Us, we're to blame. We're to blame because we buy the crap every day because we like driving around in our cars. Our cars is the chain to slavery. We will do anything for our cars. The people that were riding horses, when they first seen that thing, they called it the devil's wagon.
Dave, the people that ride bicycles around here.
I drive the car and I buy gas every day too myself. I'm right along with you.
But there are people in my town, Dave, there are people in my town that ride bicycles only. They don't have cars. But they aren't any more free than... But wait, Dave, they aren't any more free than we are. They still have to live by the same stupid government law. And the government still takes a percentage of their paycheck. I think you're really misplacing your blame.
That's why we have to exfoliate Congress, man. These guys are old, man. They've been in there for like 40 years. Get rid of these guys. Make a law. 6 years, and then you out. You do your 6 years, and you're
6 months.
Out. We get rid of all the pensions. There's like, what, $32 billion?
I'm with you 100% on that, Dave.
Get rid of these old guys.
Thank you for the call, Dave. These old guys
were around before electric was around, man. They said they're living in the past.
Thank you, Dave. Agree with that part. No doubt about it.
You know, the term limits, it sounds like an easy answer, and I would agree with you that the longer a politician is in Washington, D.C., likely the more corrupt he is. But I do have a real problem with term limits because, why are you smiling at me like that?
I'm just thinking about exfoliating Congress.
All right.
Give them a little powder, a little rub down, you know.
The problem with term limits is that look how Bush has been able to do essentially whatever he's wanted to do in this last 4 years simply because he doesn't have to run again. And what's going to happen when there isn't the level of media on a member of Congress, a senator? I mean, they just don't.
You're right, Mark.
I mean, the problem is government itself. Name some senators for me. Name 5 U.S. senators. Go ahead, start right now. Nobody can.
Hardhorn, Leghorn.
I mean, people can't name them because they don't know. And that's the senators. There's only 100 of them. Think about the House of Representatives. There's 435 of those guys.
Right.
These guys would have, there would be no oversight, and they wouldn't have any incentive to get elected the next time.
You know, you're right, Mark.
Little
the problem
oversight.
Is government. I mean, there's no way that we can configure government to actually work that well. So we should just get rid of the entire thing. Let's continue and talk to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live listening on KGEZ. Hello.
Hey, guys, a double dose of cowspell tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah. Excellent. All right, what's on your mind?
Are
you here to exfoliate?
What's that now?
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, I was wondering if they did actually have a war on drugs, you know, and all this stuff, and which they do, and it's a war on us at the same time, so they manipulate each other and play us all against each other, you know, and they use the cops just like they do the drug users, and they import everything, you know. Well, not everything. I mean, because if you start trying your own operation, then the sheriff will come arrest you, but as long as you're down with the...
Yeah, if the sheriff's the drug dealer in your area and you start trying to do business without his permission, you're definitely going to get into some trouble, no doubt about it, Jeremy. We're short on time, but thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. And he touched on something that's really important about government, how it turns people against one another. It really... We talk trash a lot about the government and how inefficient and just generally awful they are at most everything they do, but one thing they are very good at is dividing people and creating groups.
Turn one group against another.
Right, warring factions.
Whether it's the liberals and the conservatives, the blacks and the whites.
Homosexuals and the Christians.
The AARP against against those of us who work. Everything.
Let's continue with the phone calls. And that needs to stop. And if we reduce the size of government dramatically, then that factor will also reduce dramatically, and we can all get along finally for the first time. Let's go to the amplifier line. Unstrained, who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Dale.
Dale, calling from New Hampshire. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I haven't heard from Mark yet if he likes my artwork. I posted on the board.
Have you seen this artwork?
I haven't seen this, now.
Is this the Chippendale one?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, it's hot, Mark. Talk about exfoliation.
I linked it in the chat channel. Just now.
What's the chat channel?
What is it? It's is it under the general forum?
Yeah.
Is it its own post, or is it a reply to someone else's post?
It's part of the March for Ron Paul. March supporting Ron Paul.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's that up to right now? We got a report last night that it was around $750.
Let's see where it's up to. I know it was over $500.
No, it was over $750 as of last night, according to Brad, who called in. So
okay, there's two different threads, so I'm a little it's hard to keep track.
You know, while we've got you on the line, you're a gay man, Dale, so I'm sure that you're a little more in tune with style than the average person.
No, I'm not. But
okay.
Go ahead and ask.
Well, where should we, if Mark, let's presume we get to the $1,000, because I think it's going to happen.
Okay.
We get to the $1,000, Mark's going to take his shirt off, and he will be photographed, and that those photos are going to go online, and then the money's going to go to Ron Paul. The question is, where should Mark be photographed?
Oh, well, I think people definitely expect, like, 5 minutes on the webcam.
Okay. Wow.
Beyond that, it's probably icing. I don't know.
The webcam is not the way you want to see a topless Mark. I mean, it's like 160 pixels by 100.
Yeah.
It's so small. Awful.
Yeah, we need to take some pictures and post them on the board as well.
He just saw your artwork. Say again, Mark. What did you say?
Oh, my God. What is happening?
Anyway, I'm thinking about shooting outside. Maybe shooting some outside artsy photos with him with his shirt off. I don't know what he's going to do.
In the cold weather? What are you, crazy?
Yeah. In the cold weather. Yeah, that's even better. Hey, Dale. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
I don't know. Do people want to see you shirtless in the studio? We could do indoor shots, but I don't know. Sunlight looks nice, reflecting on your glistening skin. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.